Call to order. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the CoStar, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limit prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bissell? Mr. Burns? Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mrs. Herbert?
Here.
Mr. Hobiter?
Here.
Mr. Johnson? Mr. Libretto? Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Fred.
Mr. Serino?
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Nice.
Mr. Vitale? Margaret Bodner? Edward Gunnell? Aaron McCarthy? We have quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. I recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of August 16, 2022. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exist. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Hobiter?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. Herbert?
Yes.
Mr. Hobiter?
Abstain.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Abstain.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to vote yes. I read the minutes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Thank you.
Karen?
We're going to take things a little bit out of order tonight and vote on the Manasquan regular items and the sending district items, as well as the Manasquan and sending district personnel. Please take a minute to look in your red folders and let us know if you have any questions on any of those personnel items that would require going into executive session before we vote. Does anybody need to go into an executive session? Does anybody need anything broken out on the Manasquan items numbers 14 to 25? Can I have a motion for items 14 to 25? Mr. Hobiter, Mr. Catani?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hobiter?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Terry?
Does anyone need anything broken out on the Manasquan Sandy Districts, items numbers 26 through 45? Can I have a motion for items numbers 26 to 45? Mr. Pellegrino? Mr. Boulderman?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. Herbert?
Yes.
Mr. Hoviter?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Thank you.
Carrie?
Can I have a motion for items number 49, Manasquan Personnel? Mr. Catani, Mr. Boulderman?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoviter?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Mr. Serena?
I'm sorry, Carrie?
Good.
Can I have a motion for item number 50, the Manasquan Sandy District Personnel? Mr. Hoviter, Ms. Herbert?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. Herbert?
Yes.
Mr. Hoviter?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carrie?
Before we move to the presentations, if I may, I just want to welcome the student representatives. And even though two of our senior representatives aren't here tonight, I would like to focus on Margaret Bodner's accomplishments and what made her so popular with the student body, so she's here tonight. And do we have to swear Margaret in?
We do, before she gives her report.
So would you like to swear her in first? And as you're doing that, Jesse, you can find the slide that goes up there for Margaret. And then we'll focus on Margaret. Margaret, could you please stand? Thank you.
Margaret, you have a piece of paper in front of you with what I'm about to say. It might be helpful because there's a lot of words. You could raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Margaret Bodner.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And that I will bear the true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I state your name.
I, Margaret Bodner.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the student liaison to the Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the student liaison to the Board of Education.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Thanks, Margaret. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you. I'm going to say the same thing to Edward and the same thing to Marin. I want you to feel free to come here with either questions or suggestions as we start our meeting. You represent the student body as being part of the student government, and we're very open to hear what some of the desires are, some of the creative thoughts of the student body. I can't promise that we're going to say yes to everything, but I can guarantee you that you're going to be heard and you're going to be listened to. So as you prepare your report every month, feel free to go out and talk to your friends and ask them to some things for either trips or senior proms or balls, whatever the case may be, that you'd like us to hear. And bring them to us and we will listen. Right? Awesome. You don't mind if I call you Molly, because that's what's written here. Thanks. Molly Bodner is currently a senior at Manasquan High School. She is vice president of the student government and a member of the varsity basketball team. You guys have a great year this year. Molly also participates in Environmental Club, Key Club, and Welcome Warriors. Welcome Warriors have had an impact here. And just for the transition, even the first days of school, welcoming the students off the bus. And we had a 50th reunion on Saturday. And the Welcome Warriors were well received. We had over, we had 70 from ninth, the class of 1972. And they were just thrilled with having you guys lead them through the hallways. So thank you for that. Molly is ranked in the top 10 of the senior class. Congratulations. Do you know where you want to go next year?
Not yet, not specifically.
You got time. Good. And as a member of the National Honor Society, as well as Science, Math, History, French, Italian, and Spanish Honor Societies. Molly is the Academy of Engineering and winner of the Steam Tank Challenge Environmental Award. Outside of school, Molly dances at the Spring Lake, I don't know how you had the time, theater, and works at Mr. Shrimp in Belmar. Molly hopes to pursue a degree in civil engineering at a four-year college, and I'm sure you'll do that. Thank you for being here. With that, can we go to the presentations?
Yes.
I want to welcome everyone to tonight, Board of Education meeting, and I also want to thank the Board of Education for allowing us to start their meeting again, focused on the accomplishments of our student body. And those students who are being recognized this evening, as well as teachers are being recognized this evening, congratulations. I really believe we have the best of the best. The mere fact that you're here means that you're risen above with whatever creative activity you've done in school, whatever you've done in the community, be recognized this evening. So thank you for being here and congratulations. The Manasquan Board of Education, how we select our students of the month. The students serve as role models. They're academically motivated. They demonstrate leadership in and out of the classroom. They're involved in extracurricular activities. And they perform school and community service activities. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to give a certificate, a medal, and lolly bucks to Manasquan High School Senior Student of the Month, Carly Cole. Is Carly here tonight? She is not, but we will make sure that she does receive her lolly bucks. I know what Junior's here. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, Alexander Schmeier. Alexander Schmeier. Thank you very much for being here. Congratulations. And you can stay with me for a couple minutes as I read what's on the screen for acknowledgments. In school, Alexander is a member of the baseball team, the officer of the fishing club. Talk to me about the fishing club. We've had the fishing club. Can I do this?
Yeah.
Okay. We've had the fishing club here possibly for all the 9 years I've been here, and I think 5 years before that. And they finally have a stipend to give the fishing club for you. And I always see pictures of the huge fish you guys catch. How do you do that? I mean, how far do you go out in the ocean? And
when the stripers are running.
And are they stripers?
Yeah, stripers.
How big do they get?
They can get up to 50 pounds.
Really? I didn't really think stripers got that big. I'm always amazed when I see the pictures. And your coordinator, he writes an article in the Coast Star.
Yeah,
and he's great. And then he runs charters too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very impressed, believe it or not. Only because I guess I'm never that successful when I go fishing. You guys always seem to be. And we even stocked the pond out here with suggestions.
Yeah,
yeah, which is great. All right, thank you, Chris. Sorry, thank you. Alexander is currently working on his Eagle Scout project. In the summer, he works at Cattle Out. What is your Eagle Scout project?
Over at the First Baptist Church on South Street. Next door, they have an office building, and on the porch, there's a food pantry. And I'm redoing the deck pretty much, so I enclose bits of the food out of the elements. And I'm building cabinets for the food, and I'm painting the deck and stuff.
That's all cooking passion. That's awesome. Thank you. In summer, he works at Paddle Out. Alexander's favorite subject is physics, and favorite teacher is Mrs. Anderson. Why physics, and why Mrs. Anderson?
Mr. Frieda is my teacher
physics.
Where's your guy? He's been around for a while. I think he's a good teacher. And then he's interested in my favorite. She's always there for help when needed.
Alexander, thank you.
Thank you.
Alexander.
involved in theater and on a competitive dance team. Dave's favorite subject is computer science, and our favorite teacher is Mr. Newman. Why? I think I know why he's playing. But why computer science?
I took the class not really knowing what to expect. I just thought it sounded kind of interesting. And I ended up really loving it. The teacher was great, Mr. Lomas. And it's actually really interesting and fun to learn about.
That was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. In recent years, researchers have discovered some that may seem obvious, but for many reasons was overlooked or denied. It really makes a difference, but matters more than class size and the textbook. The teaching method or the technology, or even the curriculum, is the quality of the teaching. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month, Eric Lesnetsky, selected by Carly Coble. Eric did tell us he was going to be here. But he is wonderful. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School's Student of the Month, Riley Newfall. Riley? Riley is a member of the field hockey team. How's that going, field hockey?
It's good.
Good?
Yeah.
First, but yeah.
I'm playing.
Have you had an opportunity to play on our turf field in high school?
No.
Not that looking good. I think it was good. Plus, now we have to do a multi-purpose. Drama club, jazz band, and band play. National Junior Honor Society and Manasquan High School Marching Band. Outside of school, Riley enjoys playing field hockey, golf, theater, babysitting, baking, surfing, and skiing. Riley's favorite subjects are language arts and social studies. And her favorite teacher is Mrs. Brown. Mrs. Brown is her favorite teacher, I'll read it, because she goes above and beyond to make sure students are successful and comfortable with all aspects of their class. Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Each day, teachers come to school ready to tackle a job that is critically important, extraordinarily complex, often joyful, and at times heartbreaking. In essence, teachers help others become their best selves. I can think of no more important work. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Lauren Brown. Stay right there, and we'll bring it there. And if you could stand up so we can have your picture with that.
Thank you so much.
And stay
in
the left.
Yeah, sorry, turn this side. Oh, sorry. With your traffic, it's the best.
Right?
I'll take all the
credit. We'll have all the credit.
Now we'll move to the order.
Well, I think in the spirit of the evening, we're going to change the order of things once more. We have a new student representative who we can swear in, and then I think they both have to give a little report, too.
Oh, congratulations, you're here. Thank you. Awesome. I'm very happy to see you.
So we'll jump back up to number 8 here. Mary, if you could stand up, and I put that paper in front of you. I'm just going to read it to you.
Okay.
You can read along and repeat after me. You can raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Maren McCarthy.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state under the authority of the people. So help me God.
I state your name.
I, Maren McCarthy.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the student liaison to the Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I will possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the student liaison to the Board of Education.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability. So help me God.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability. So help me God.
Good. Congratulations, Maren.
Thank you.
Before you do your report, I just want to read some of your accolades, if I may.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Maren is a senior at Manasquan High School. She has earned an overall A grade point average. She is the vice president of Key Club, treasurer of International Club, and Squanathon committee member. Maren is a founding member of the girls golf team at MHS. I have to ask you about that. I remember receiving all the names. There was over 100 names on those sheets to do a golf team. And in my mind, as I sat there at my desk and I'm looking at them, I said to myself, I think only 4 people can participate, right, when you golf?
Yeah, it ended up being it was probably 15 girls that ended up being on the team.
Okay.
But we would have 7 each practice at the driving range, and then the next 7 the next day. It was kind of like a rotation.
So it did work?
Yeah, it ended up working.
Good. I was worried about that because in my mind's eye, I just couldn't see how 100 people were going to participate.
Yeah, but it ended up being a small number, though.
But you worked it out.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. She holds membership in both History Club and Academy of Finance. She provides support for students as a mentor for the Freshman for a Day program at MHS and works with younger students at the elementary school through the Peer Leadership Program. The Peer Leadership Program is really awesome.
Yes.
You guys do a wonderful job with that, and I want to thank you for that. The students really love seeing you. Outside of school, Maren has worked at Manasquan Recreation as a counselor, Salty Whale as a hostess, and Water Lily as a sales associate. She plans on pursuing a bachelor's degree in business. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And as I was telling Molly before, please bring suggestions here. Mm-hmm. Be creative, talk to your fellow classmates, and you have things that you need the Board of Education to hear, bring them to us. I can't promise that we're going to agree with them, but we will listen, okay? Mm-hmm. And you will get answers to your questions. So it's just not about you giving reports about things. It's about being part of what we do on a monthly basis. Good?
Yep.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's hear the reports you have for the month.
So to start off, we have the freshman barbecue, which is their orientation on August 29th. And I think that went very well. All the clubs were out, so they could look at what they could be joining as soon as school started. They were able to see where their classes would be in their lockers, so it was easier on the first day. And then they actually had day 0, which all the 9th graders were able to go into school, just them, and able to go to their classes, see their teachers, and get a feel for it before all the older kids were into the school. So it's a little less intimidating and easier to get a grip on things. And then the next day, they were able to go with the rest of us, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and just see how the beginning of school really was. And then by that point, they already met their teachers and ran through their schedule. So I think that went very well.
What I'd like you guys to do is, I really think that our...
Fred Serena.
Hi, Fred. I think that our barbecue and our day 0 have become an essential piece of our transition. But I'd like to have you guys, if you can, talk to your classmates, especially the freshmen that participate in that, and give us some suggestions or talk to Mr. Goodall on how we can make that better. Because I'm always looking to go the next step with things. And, that day 0 has just, it's the second year we've been doing it. I think it's really taken on a life of its own. It's really good. So I would appreciate that in the October meeting if you could let me know any suggestions. Good?
Okay.
Thank you.
sports day activities, both sports are starting to happen, and basketball for me starting, which is super exciting. And coming up, September 22nd is back to school night at 6:30. And before that, at 5:30 in the auditorium, there's an AP presentation for parents to come and learn a little bit more about the AP program, and as well as a college planning meeting in the media center. And for Steam Tank, for actually my team and I, we're going to be heading down to Atlantic City on October 25th and 26th to present our project again.
That's awesome. It is. It's always exciting for me as well. I'll be there. It'd be nice. Okay, any questions from the board? No? You're very welcome to stay and listen, or you guys can go home and work on your homework if you like, whatever you'd like, okay?
Thank
you very much for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now we're gonna continue our presentations this evening with an audit presentation by Robert Holsat from the Holsat company. Make sure you take some cookies on the way out, all right?
Thank you.
Walter's special cookies.
Thank you.
Mary and Margaret, you guys could just leave that sign for them up there.
Yep, right. Yep, right here.
Thank you both.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Tonight, I just want to be brief, but I want to let you know that the audit that we conducted, conducted it in August and September, and it's complete. So we want to come here tonight and let you know that no findings or recommendations. The district is doing everything that they need to do, and they do it very well. So I'm very pleased to present that to the board. We also know our financial position. We're to that point. So our free balance at the end of this year, $981,200. That's money we can set aside and use for whatever purpose we feel necessary. We also have money in our capital reserve account to offset future capital costs. And as always, we put money towards taxes to stabilize the tax rate as we move forward. I know the board spends a lot of time looking at that and does an excellent job at that. You don't want to look at the current year, you always want to look ahead to and make sure you're in a good position, which MassSwan certainly is. Other than that, reports we'll have to you hopefully four or five months, but we're waiting for the state to provide us with information, and I'm understanding that it's going to be quite some time. Mm-hmm. So, in talking to Dr. Crawley, we wanted to give you a timely presentation rather than wait months from now for something that we've done and we're ready to present. So other than that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. If you need me to come back when actually issue the document and answer any questions, I'll be happy.
Good. And we'll give you a holler if you need to come back. Okay.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, still a ways to go, unfortunately. But Madison's in good shape. You're one of the clients I don't worry about too much.
All right.
Excellent job. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Robert.
I believe that concludes our presentation for this evening.
Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard?
Do you have two public comments?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Seeing no one, will move to the public forum on non-agenda items. Would anyone like to be heard?
This is the second.
This is my first meeting here. My name is Betsy Cross. I live in Wall Township. I came over here tonight because I had some disturbing information given to me that your attorney, Michael Gross, was discussing my situation with a man named Michael Shelton. He's posting things on Facebook. He's targeting me and my family. We went to the police station. And Gabrielle, I guess you work for Mr. Gross's firm and Mr. Cashin, and you're the board president. We're going to have to get the phone records. I'm going to Oprah the phone records. I'd like you to look at Michael Gross's phone records because he seems to be talking to Michael Gross and your strategy for suing me. And that can't happen. You can't be doing that. I've also had to do the same thing with Brian Smythe. And I don't know if Michael Gross is talking to Brian Smythe, but Michael Gross used to be our attorney as well. They are trying to get me off of information regarding the Central School trailers, and they are doing anything to stop me, and I'm not stopping. And that's why I said, if you have to sue me, go ahead, because I am fighting this till the end. And to be targeted is outrageous. So I'm asking you as the president, Ms. Alexa Pollack, you have got to speak to Michael Gross because his phone records may be subpoenaed. And if he starts, I want you to tell him tonight, he better not start destroying phone records. So you are, this is being tape recorded for the purposes of what I'm going to need it for. A child has been injured in Wall Township in those Central School trailers and he's suing. And I'm going to turn over all my information to them. And I will testify that, you know, so it's really upsetting. And then when you go after my kid, it don't go after my kid. He doesn't deserve it. And I'm not saying, Mr. Cashin, I'm not saying that at all. Something is wrong here with your attorney. And I hope you're going to come back and prove me wrong, but I don't think so. So you sent this to the wrong address. This case got dismissed last week. You had to redo this. You didn't serve me. It got dismissed. So I'm sure your attorney has told you that. I have the paperwork right here. So now you have to refile and do everything again. And that's okay. Because if that's what it's going to take to get out my story of everything that's happened, it's okay. I'll be okay. But don't go after my kid. So I hope you have that, Gabriella Patino, Mr. Cashin, and Alexis Pollack. Thank you. Good night.
I don't see anybody else for comment.
No. Want to move to the discussion items?
Sure.
On the education, curriculum, and technology, what I wanted to go over was the first year of the plans that have been put forward by the building principals. And what we can see in accomplishing the first year is the evaluation of the K-5 literacy program, the focus group on literacy instruction and implementing in-classroom screen assessments in kindergarten. Initial role of the K-6 science adoption will be in year one. The initial rollout for the social studies curriculum adjustments will be in year one. These are written here so we know exactly what the first year focus is going to be. And when our principals do present to us, then you know what you can anticipate in the 3 years moving forward, because I'm holding them accountable for the plan that they put forward. So any questions about that at all? And also in Manasquan High School, the same. And, you know, it's in the Board of a Whole, just in case you had any questions at all with that. We have our personnel, which we already moved to. Policies and regulations for adoption in the second reading. We have the second reading of the policies and regulations. There's on the bottom, which you received in your Friday packet. Any questions about them at all? Good? Finance, Dr. Crawley?
Yeah, just a couple. On the finance side of things, on the agenda this evening was an approval for an RFP for solar panels on all the roof surfaces in the district that will accept it. So we plan on putting that out in the coming week. We're working with Honeywell, who is the contractor who's doing the ESIP for us, and that's going to work together with the actual ESIP to hopefully, you know, benefit the district with some cost savings on our electricity.
What do we think the savings will be?
We don't have it yet. They're working it. Other engineers are working it out, but I'll report out as soon as I know.
Okay.
Right now, we're just in the putting together the documents based to let the potential proposers come in and tell us what they think the savings will be. Basically, based on what they tell us, that's
sure.
How they're going to be able to. So hopefully pretty beneficial. I mean, there's a lot of optimism based on some of the field house roof. It's obviously a pretty large real estate. The drum roof over the cafetorium is another place they've been looking at. So, yeah, it's a pretty big square footage we have. So hopefully get a lot of potential out of that. An update on the field house, two updates on the field house. As I've been keeping you guys apprised, we're in the closeout phase. We're getting our inspections done. Today we passed inspections on the fire alarms, on the sprinkler system, on the plumbing, on the soil, on the balancing of the air conditioning. All we have left at this point is a final electrical inspection and a final building inspection, which is the building is the final inspection of them all. So we anticipate those in the next. We're just in the scheduling phase with that with the town. As soon as their inspectors can come out, we'll close that up and hopefully get kids in the building sooner than later. You do have two change orders on your agenda that we voted on, just to clarify what they are. They are both deduct change orders, lowering the contract with H&S. One is for damage they caused to an employee's car. They accidentally scratched their car with a piece of siding they were carrying. So there's a approximately $1,400 deduct change order for that. We've already reimbursed the employee. They're just reimbursing us, basically. And the second is a $7,000 change order, credit change order to purchase the commemorative plaque. So originally that was in their contract. We just took that out and we're going to do that ourselves. We think it'll be move a little quicker and more seamlessly. So two deduct change orders, that number 30, 29 and 30 that we're approving tonight. That's all I have, Dr. Gator.
Good. Can I move right to the superintendent's report?
Thanks.
Good. Enrollment stands at 1450, high school 949, elementary school 501. The high school, in regards to the fire drill reports, evacuations reports, none for the month. August 4th, we did have a fire drill in the ABA building. Elementary school, August 23rd, security meeting, and August 31st, the fire drill. We did meet state standards with that. HIBS, no report for the month. Harassment, intimidation, and bullying for the high school. One incident that was not harassment, intimidation, bullying occurred in the elementary school. You do have the in documents C2 for the assessment results for CUSAC, which went over at the last meeting. As you know, we're a high succeeding school district, and we just got more points back from the work that Jesse did because they had a misappropriation of points. With that, I'm going to turn it over to the assistant superintendent of schools, Mr. Place.
Yep, just briefly from the technology side, as you know, we distributed laptops for students in grades 5 through 12, like we normally do. In keeping with years past, about 80% of those students chose to pay the technology use fee. It covers the accidental damage. 20% did not. That's pretty much in line with in years prior. We also had, every year we have an increasing number of students who are making those payments online through the pay school site with the cost of things. And so to date, that represents approximately $55,000 in revenue to the district in our budget. So just wanted to provide that update now that laptops are out.
Any questions? Good. Okay, that concludes the superintendent's report.
Can I have a motion to accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Catani, Mr. Boldman.
Oh, you don't have a quorum.
Yeah,
right
you can't vote on it.
Next week we can.
We'll have it on the next. We'll have it on the November agenda to accept.
Or sorry, not next week, next month.
October, okay, excuse me, to accept this month's superintendent.
Mr. Serino's coming back. But we can
that's
put this off another minute. That won't do it?
No.
We'll have Tom.
Really? We need seven.
Oh, that's right.
Am I counting you?
Six, we only have six. So I guess we're up to all new business.
There's nothing else to vote on, so we can just...
So we can't do that?
We can just go into executive session for discussion purposes, no votes.
Yeah, just adjourn.
So we'll go to executive and then we'll...
No old or new business?
Yeah.
Does anybody have any old or new business they'd like to raise? Okay.
Good, so, executive.
Can I have a motion to go into...
No, no motion, sorry. We'll just adjourn and we'll, we can stay and talk about things. It's not formally a meeting without a forum.
Okay.
So we'll adjourn then.
So, motion adjourned, thank you.
Meeting's adjourned.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. I didn't get the motion.
We could vote on a motion to... We can't vote to adjourn either. But I'm not making it stay.
We're stuck in limbo.
I'm not making it stay until next month.